from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Here was Bobby Slowick, Texans offensive coordinator, as we welcome you back in. Reminder, 9 o'clock hour, Texans ticket giveaway. We're going to be giving away 2 tickets to Saturday's game in the 9 o'clock hour. Here is Bobby Slowick on C.J. Stroud's growth in year two.
Yeah, I'd say the most noticeable thing for us is it really takes very little conversation now. If there's a mistake that he could have done better, usually for us it's more moving less, right? Like he's gotten to the point where he's reacting to pockets, but then you want to move as little as you need to. So last year we were talking about that all the time. This year there's very little conversation, and when we do have to have the conversation, he already knows. A lot of it at this point is, how do we become firmer? How do we make sure we're better against this pressure? How do we help the right guard? How can we be better in our drop? It's something very subtle in which direction we're going, just to help the O-line. Might be a little leaky, but we can still operate. So it, like, there's a lot finer detail when we get into it, but by and large, it comes up a lot less often.
Yeah, and this was I was really happy to hear Bobby say that yesterday, because immediately I thought of that first pass to Cade Stover in the game. Yeah. Where CJ starts off, the read to that play, the primary route combination is to the right. There is, and neither of those were good options. There's pressure up the middle. And CJ just took a half step to the left to give himself room to throw, and then gunned it to Cade Stover on the left. And they were running a 3-man route combination to the left. So, like, CJ had to turn to the left, take a half step to the left as he was doing it with pressure in his face. And he made it look like a simple pitch and catch. Like, I didn't even, watching it on TV the first time, I didn't appreciate what a good throw and what a good process it was. That's very, very big. I would juxtapose that with Anthony Richardson and his limited sampling of throws the other day. Anthony Richardson did the exact opposite, where there was a blitz, pressure was in his face immediately. The hot route to the running back, he was wide open and the guy was looking for the ball. But Richardson tried to throw it to the tight end who had two guys on him. And it was a really bad decision, and one that I think young quarterbacks make. It's preseason. I'm not saying that means Anthony Richardson's going to be bad this year or anything. But, like, they're just at two different levels right now when it comes to playing NFL football and just how quickly you have to make the decisions.
Yeah, a couple things specific to that play. One, Kenyon Green had a nice block on that play, too. The one you're talking about, the throw to Stover. Kenyon Green started out blocking off to the left, glanced to the right, and was able to get a chip in on a guy who might have gotten to CJ's arm if he hadn't gotten to him. So that
was Juice Scruggs that was getting bull rushed. Yes. It wasn't an egregiously bad pass protection, but it was one of those classic moments where everything Bobby Slowick was talking about, just how much movement. There's a difference between pocket movement and then mobility.
Yeah.
And a lot of times last year, not that it was a huge issue or anything, but there were times where CJ scrambled where he probably could have gotten away with just taking a step to the left, a step to the right. And the really good quarterbacks get really good at that. Favre was the most annoying guy on earth with that.
Yep.
Because he would just, he wasn't the fastest guy, but he'd take a half step, clear space, and get rid of the ball. And CJ's release, his release got quicker through the course of last season. So a lot of those phone booth type throws, I think you're going to see more consistently this year out of CJ. Mm.
The other thing, based off of that...
Okay, kids don't know what a phone booth is.
If you drive up Kirby, there's actually a few of them on Kirby that are like homages to phone booths of years gone by, yes.
It's like a phone booth museum?
It's an old school phone
booth. Oh, the old ones, that's right,
yeah. The red ones that are on Kirby at various spots.
Can you open the doors on those things?
I don't know, I haven't tried. I'll try today. I live right near one of them, yeah, so I'll try today. I'll report back to you. The Slowik cut that we just played, the other thing that I think of, especially the very beginning where he's talking about just how easy the communication is now. There's not a lot they have to say to each other. To me, it just highlights the importance of bringing everybody back this year. You know, the fact that nothing in OTAs or mini camp or training camp, no time had to be devoted to learning each other's social styles, learning new language. Hey, in this playbook, we call it something else. It's always going to be this Kupchanistani playbook with this team, as long as D'Amico's the coach. My guess is that's what his short list of people looks like. It's all people that have been steeped in this system. But just the fact that you're not going through any of the transitional stuff that you had to go through last year with all these new people in the building. You don't have to do any of it now.
You've already taken Spanish 101.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now you can actually learn how to, you know, order more than just a taco.
That's right. The Athletic did the 20...
¿Dónde está el biblioteca?
There you go. the Athletic, Mike Jones in the Athletic, did the NFL's top players 25 and under. They talked to several execs, coaches, and scouts about this.
I was getting ready to be outraged by where CJ Stroud was on this list, and then I remembered that 25 is actually, it's not like baseball. 25 is actually a ripe old age for a lot of really good NFL players.
It is, and he's only 22, so he's going to show up on this thing a few more times through the years. CJ's eighth on the list, and I look, here's the thing. CJ's eighth on the list. If this were a draft, he would be first on the list because he's the first quarterback.
He's the first quarterback. Yeah. So he's the best amongst the young quarterbacks. But then, when I first saw the number, I was eight. Yeah. How the hell can he be eight? And then you realize, Micah Parsons, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb. These guys have been doing it a while.
Yeah, here are the seven that are in front of him. Justin Jefferson is one. Micah Parsons is two. Ja'Marr Chase, three. CeeDee Lamb, four. So three of the receivers that are these marquee receivers, two of whom are wanting new deals because of the other guy, Justin Jefferson. Three of the top four receivers. Patrick Surtain is fifth. Penei Sewell of the line.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Lions offensive lineman is sixth. Tristan Wirfs, who just got a big new deal for the Buccaneers, their left tackle, is seventh. And then CJ Stroud is eighth. I think what's interesting to me, Seth, about the seven guys in front of him, not so much the positions, because again, CJ plays the most valuable position. And if you did a dispersal draft of the NFL, I would guess the draft would go Mahomes 1, CJ Stroud 2, something close to that. But I think it's interesting that most of these guys in front of CJ are 25 years old. You know, like it's taken, you know, they're older players, like Justin Jefferson, 25, Micah Parsons, 25, or they're going to be 25 when the season starts. Week one, Ja'Marr Chase, 24, CeeDee Lamb, 25, Patrick Surtain, 24, and then Tristan Wirfs is 25. CJ's 22 right now.
They're about to get aged out of the band Menudo. You know? So next year, CJ will be the lead singer of Menudo
next year. That's it. It hurts a little to see Kyle Hamilton at 9 on this list just because...
No! You know. Not with Kenyon Green, future All-Pro. So the Texans could have drafted him.
Kyle Hamilton,
they traded back, and they ended up getting Kenyon Green, who we haven't seen much of.
Yeah.
Whereas Kyle Hamilton's, was he All Pro last year?
He was first team All Pro.
He was first team All Pro last year. The early returns. Hey, Sean, you're not supposed to judge until 3 years after the draft. Okay, so we got 1 year. All Kenyon has to do is be an All Pro left guard this year.
We got this.
That's all you have to do. So step on it, Kenyon.
We got this.
You know. Okay. So practice. Today is at NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
I did flash back to 2 years ago. The last time I was in the NRG Stadium to watch a training camp practice was a couple years ago when we did it. And I remember looking at Kenyon Green on the sideline, who at the time was out with a concussion or something, and he's standing there in his street clothes. And I think I might have been the first person to kind of notice, like, man, he does not look like an adult. This is a big kid. I'd been watching him out at camp before and everything, but there was something about seeing him in street clothes or not wearing his pads and everything that he just didn't look like he was a fully developed adult football player yet. And the way he looks now compared to how he did look 2 years ago this time of year, it's just night and day.
It's so different. Yeah.
That part, some of his ability to get out on linebackers, we've seen – you know, him in space in the preseason already. It's just night and day what it was a couple years ago. A couple years ago, he was what he was in college, which is a big top-heavy mauler, you know, like, and just not a whole lot of technique or anything. He looks a lot more like a modern-age NFL offensive lineman, where a lot of the athleticism is at a premium, and I think I'm optimistic he's going to be a different version of himself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. Will Anderson Jr. is 25th, so it's the top 25 guys, 25 and under. Will Anderson Jr. squeaks in here at 25. You know, if Derek Stingley Jr. is somebody who likes to keep receipts and tuck things away and get agitated about things like anonymous executives downgrading him. They did the top 25 players, and then they did an all under 25 team, like by position, and he's not even one of the top three corners, man. Patrick Surtain, Sauce Gardner, and Trent McDuffie all make it ahead of Derek Stingley.
I think right now these are GMs, so they're all kind of also – they're always thinking about their own evaluation on a guy beforehand.
Yeah.
And I think so far – probably what their assessment of Stingley is probably exactly what their assessment was of him as a prospect, which is, boy, he is freakishly good when he's healthy. And he's only played in 20 games in the NFL at this point. Last year, you saw the really, really good side of it. But those GMs are thinking, yeah, but he hasn't had a complete season since 2019.
Yeah.
So the best ability is availability. They're looking at him through that lens. And which is, I mean, it's still, that's how I'm looking at him too. I'm trying not to think about it too much, but I sure would love to see a full season out of him.
Right.
Because then I think he will get that stamp of approval.
And he's been excellent in training camp. To me, if you were giving out like an offensive and defensive player of training camp award for the Texans, which they may very well do. I don't know if they do or not. To me, it's Diggs on offense and it's Stingley on defense right now. And to maybe even upgrade the compliment for Stingley, there's a lot of candidates on the defensive side for the Texans for that. Like Danielle Hunter has been excellent throughout. Now, granted, they hadn't been going against starting tackles a lot of the time, whereas Stingley's been going against Diggs and Dell and Nico Collins. Aziz Alshire has had a really, really good camp as well.
Yeah.
Stingley's been great, man. He looks like he's primed for a really good year.
Lassiter, as good as Lassiter has been in practice and everything, I'm still kind of holding it in reserve until I see it in actual tackle football games.
Yeah.
So that's where, especially because like every rookie makes a bunch of mistakes no matter how good they are. I'd like to get some of those mistakes out of the way in the preseason.
Yeah.
You know, learn a couple lessons about just some of the things you can and can't get away with in the NFL.
It doesn't sound like Malik Nabers is going to play in this game on Saturday, which is unfortunate. I would have liked to have seen Kamari Lassiter get a few. Well, I guess I could just fire up some Georgia versus LSU. Did they play each other last year and watch that? But I would have liked to have seen Lassiter or Stingley for that matter. A little LSU on LSU violence.
Yeah. Why is he not playing? Is he banged up?
He hurt his foot in practice earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's anything serious, but from what I've been reading, the expectation is he's probably not going to play in this game. So yeah, I would have liked to have, seen that, because he was at least getting open. That was the big thing with Neighbors, is like, he was, all the film was him getting open and just not seeing any footballs thrown his way, in the first preseason game. All right. Payne and Pendergast, or might have been in practice when they were practicing with the Lions and getting into all those fights. Trade in the NFL yesterday. Reportedly, the Texans were in on this. They were not one of the participants in the ultimate trade. But does it make sense that the Texans would have been sniffing around with this particular player? We will discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.